Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Tonight I decided to do a special show. Normally my show is on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. But you know, tonight I decided to do a show because this has been really irking me. You know, I normally do my shows right off the cuff. I don't have any particular topics. Some people like to do scripted. It has to be just so. You know, I did that all my life. I did things that were, you know, it was almost regimented. You got up in the morning, you had to do, you know, when you went to school, everything had to be just so. When I went to nursing school, had to be just so. As I was a nurse, everything had to be just so. You know, you had to give meds on time, you had to do treatments on time. You know, everything was with legalities. If you didn't give a treatment on time, you know, you were not in compliance. It was all this nonsense of being on time, doing things on time. I said, you know what, when I retired, hell no, I ain't doing that. I'm going to do it on my time. I'm going to do what I want to do on my time. I don't have a boss. I don't have to account to anyone. So this is cool. And let me tell you, for the past 3 years, this is cool, ladies and gentlemen, not having a boss. I am my boss. And let me tell you something. I am the hardest boss on myself. I have fired myself. I've had conversations with myself. No, I do not talk to people, okay? No, I do not. You know, when I tell people that, they're like, do you talk to voices? No, I'm serious. I do. There's days when it's like I tell myself, are you doing what you know, if you hired someone, are you doing the things that, you know, are you doing what you would want someone you've hired to do? You know, when you kind of fire yourself, you go, wait a minute, hold it, this isn't what you want, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing, come on, get back on track, you got to stay focused, okay? But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I love being home, I love working from home, and yes, I am sometimes my worst critic, you know, because sometimes I expect more than what I, not that I can't handle it, but right now there's things that I'm going through, you know, with the cancer treatments, you know, no, you know, you guys don't have to worry about it. No, I do not have cancer. I'm going through treatments just as a preventative, you know, because they found I had two tumors, not one, and this little sucker decided to take a ride with the other one. So as a preventative thing, they want me doing this thing, and I, you know me, I'm a rebel. I argue with the doctor, and it's like, well, okay, we'll compromise. No chemo, but we're going to do this other thing. So, you know, there's been a lot on my plate, but hey, it's okay. I don't got time for that little cancer cell. Hey, we don't got time for that nonsense. But anyway, getting back to what I want to talk about tonight, bosses and sponsors. You know, for some reason, I don't get it. This is what my pet peeve has been this week. I don't get it why certain sponsors feel that they have to be bosses. I just really don't get this. I have two sponsors, two separate companies. My primary company that I do, my sponsor is awesome. He's a doctor. He has two offices, and he's an athlete, so, you know, he can, if he wanted to, he could be, you know, he was an athlete. So, and again, he's a doctor. He could be critical. He could be very analytical. You know, he could say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to coach. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No. We speak on the phone, calls me up. He goes, hey, how's it going? Is there anything I could do for you? I mean, we're friends, okay? He's not my boss. He calls me up. What can we do? We talk about strategies. You know, this is what I'm doing. He's my accountability partner, but he's my partner. He's my business partner. He's not my boss. He's not my daddy. Nothing like that. He's a good friend to me. When I was going through my mastectomies, okay, he called me. He didn't care that I didn't do my so-called, you know, it's funny because, like, in nursing, we call it stats. Of seeing patients, you know, it's not seeing patients anymore, it's seeing clients, which makes me laugh. I don't care what you say, they're called patients, But he didn't call me and say, hey, you didn't do your quota. You didn't order your auto ship. You didn't do this. No. He called me up. He goes, hey, how are you feeling? How's everything going? You know, he didn't worry about, you know, that he's not getting an income from my, you know, from my order. He didn't care. He goes, don't worry about anything. You know, when you're ready to come back to do the business, you let me know. But he called me every day to find out, hey, how you doing? You know, never did he mention, when are you coming back to do the business? When I got sick initially, when I, you know, when I first was diagnosed with breast cancer, before I knew I wasn't going to go back to nursing, you know, my boss, the operative word is boss, told me, she goes to me when I had my first surgery, you know, it was, you know, when I was definitively diagnosed with cancer, she goes to me, she says, oh, so you're going to be out for a while. How many weeks? You know, and I told her, I never, you know, experienced breast cancer before. So I thought I'd have the surgery, have the tumor out. The doctor says, well, we're going to go in once, get the tumor out, and then we're going to go back in and do clear margins. So we had to do two surgeries. Okay, call her back. And I said, well, you know, the doctor wants to go back in. We have to do two surgeries. What? That's her answer. What? What do you mean you have to go back in? Why couldn't they just chop it all off and, you know, you come back to work? I was devastated. Like, I mean, I don't care what the hell she thought, seriously. But I was just, like, shocked. Let me just say shocked, not devastated. Let me take that back, because she couldn't devastate me if she wanted to. But, I mean, I was just shocked that she had the audacity to tell me to just chop off my breast and just come back to work. That's what was the answer I got. And it was like, this is from a nurse. No compassion, no nothing. She just wanted me to come back to work. She couldn't wait till I came back to work. Well, the joke was on her, because I never went back to work, because I couldn't. Unfortunately, what happened was, because of, subsequently, I had more surgeries, not just the two, I had four. I wound up having brachial nerve damage, permanent damage. I couldn't go back to work. So the joke was on her. I couldn't go back to work. Ha ha. So, you know, it was just amazing what a boss can do. Now, again, going back to my sponsor, my primary business, again, compassion, humanity, caring with a heart. Okay, he really has a heart. He doesn't care, you know, right now, I had the surgeries. He's been wonderful. He even knew when I mean, I was friends with him. I was not in my primary business with him when I had the first surgeries. We were friends, everything. I mean, he knows the whole thing. Lovely wife. I know his wife, everything. You know, just a really good friend. He's not just a business partner. He's family. He's a good friend. Okay. Same thing with my other sponsor. My other sponsor is in the health and wellness business, okay? And I'm working with her, you know, because I need, you know, health needs. Again, wonderful woman. She, again, calls me every day. How are you feeling? What's going on? You know, not pressuring me to build the business or anything like that. It's like, when I do it, I do it. If I do it, I do it. It's no big deal. She knows my primary business is working with, you know, and I'm going to put their names out there, because you know why? They deserve the kudos. Both of them deserve the kudos, okay? I have Dr. Brian Bonner is my, I don't like to use upline. He's my senior business partner in Carrot Bars, okay? And I have... my senior business partner is Robin Blakely, in a business I'm working with her, okay? These people are awesome people, okay? They have hearts. They care. They've been in the industry for many, many years, okay? I'm just hearing stories from different other, you know, different people with what they're dealing, horror stories, with what they're dealing with their sponsors. I don't understand. I don't get it. Where a sponsor feels it's necessary, or a sponsor feels it's necessary to call people's downlines and tell them when you know, going through the check. I mean, I still don't, I don't get this. I mean, I'm too busy with going through my own downline, my personal downline, to be going into their downline, you know, to find out when their auto ship is. To be honest with you, I don't even know when my own downline's auto ship is or when they ordered whatever. I really don't, to be honest with you, but because I don't have time to do that, okay? You know, I hear horror stories where, you know, sponsors or sponsors of sponsors actually have the time to go into the back office of each person to see when was the last time their auto ship was. And if their auto ship is overdue, to actually send them an email, a message on Facebook, and instead of saying, hey, how are you? How's it going? No. Do you realize that your auto ship is not, is, you haven't paid for it? Do you have a problem? Do you need help with that? I don't get it. I don't understand. And then they wonder, this is the really kicker, they wonder why their business is not working. Why do you think that? Well, maybe it's because, first of all, you're self-centered. Number two, did you ever think that maybe that person who you are treating them like a second-class citizen, maybe, just maybe, they're going through something in their life. Maybe they're going through some financial hardship. Maybe they're going through something, you know, if it's not financial hardship, maybe there's something, you know, a death in the family or something is happening. For you to have the audacity to send a message like that instead of saying, hey, how you doing? How can I help you? Do you think maybe that might be the problem? Because it's so funny, you know, I know one sponsor, and I laugh, I really, really laugh. You know, they're wondering, they're scratching their head like, I don't understand why I can't get to my goal, you know. And they're the same person that is sending messages out to their downline as to, you didn't pay for your auto ship. They have all day to do that instead of building their business. Instead of, you know, helping their downline and seeing what is the problem, they're actually destroying their business by doing so. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, people don't like to be treated that way. Because what you're doing is you're treating people condescending. Okay, people don't, they don't need a second boss. A lot of people are still working. They're not, I am blessed. And I'm not saying it to brag. Really, I'm not. I am blessed to be home working full time. Not so many people are fortunate to do so. And I thank my God that I'm allowed to do that. I appreciate that because a lot of people can't, okay? They can't do what I'm doing. And I do appreciate that. So when I say, you know, that I'm so happy to work for, I really am. From the bottom of my heart, because a lot of people can't. So when somebody comes across that way and throws it in somebody's face that, hey, you didn't pay for your auto ship, really? You know, that's the worst thing you could do to somebody, because let me tell you something, they already have a boss. And I'll tell you something, it's very, very rare to find a boss that you like. I mean, out of all the years I've worked as a nurse, I could say, maybe? Oh, God, I'm trying to think if I even liked any of my bosses. I'm serious. I mean, I've had a lot of, and I know it sounds funny, but women bosses could be very catty. So I could say maybe, I would say maybe one to two out of all those years of nursing that are liked my boss, you know, really. So I'm just saying that if you're going to do that to somebody, you're really sabotaging, you're sabotaging your relationship with that person because they're not going to answer your phone calls because I sure as hell wouldn't answer your phone call. You're sabotaging your business by behaving in that manner. You're not acting professional by behaving in that manner. You know, you need a reality check because people are human and they really don't need somebody being their mommy and daddy and talking down to them. They really don't. What they need is hope and uplifting, you know, because I'll tell you something. If you don't think that you have a chance of having that happen to you, it can happen to you. You never know. I, as a nurse, never thought in a million years that I was going to get breast cancer, that I was going to get sick, and that I was never going to return to my job. I was 48 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Who the heck thinks at 48 years old you're never going to return to your job? I thought that was really, it was a nightmare thinking of this, but it was reality. I was thinking I was going to work till at least 65, and it was like, wow, 48, that was it. I was done. And there's people even younger than me who have lost their jobs due to health, who've lost their jobs because the factory or the business closed down, they went bankrupt, or the business has left the country, or they have lost their job because of, you know, their divorces. Okay. I had that happen many, many years ago. I was married when I was young. I was married for 8 years. My ex-husband decided he wanted a wife and a mistress, and that just didn't go in my book. I'm sorry. It just, I couldn't fathom that. It just, hey, it didn't work, okay? So I wound up losing my house because he decided he went and he moved in with the mistress, and he couldn't, he says, why should I pay for two places, you know? I couldn't carry the mortgage. The mortgage was based on both our salaries, not just my salary, okay? So I lost my house, and I lost my car, okay? Well, guess what? You can't be a visiting nurse if you don't have a car. I couldn't use a bike, and I lost my job. So I went, and my credit score went down to nothing. Nothing. I mean, I had to be, I think I was below 300. I mean, really. So it can happen to anyone. Anyone at any time. So if you think that you're on this high pedestal and you're up there and, you know, hey, you're in the top of the organization and you're on top of the food chain and you're looking down on the little people and so forth, I hate to tell you, you know, your team is as strong as your weakest link. And I don't mean to be putting anybody down by saying that. Okay, I really, really don't. Because every person on my team, they are an asset to me. They really are. And I'm not saying that anybody's weak, okay? But what I mean is if somebody's going through something, okay, there's a problem, and we need to help that person. We need to nurture that person. If they want to be helped, there's some people that do not want to be helped. There's some people that just don't want, you know, they're not coachable. They are not willing to be a part of the team. And that's a different story. That's a totally different conversation here. Okay, but I'm talking about somebody who's really trying, who has naysayers in their lives, who has a boss that is from hell, who may have a spouse who really is not supportive, okay, who's working 16 hours a day, and this person wants this more than anything else in their life. Hey, you've got to support that person. You don't send them an email. You don't send them a message on Facebook and tell them, and oh, yes, and then they wind up cutting their overtime, okay, or they whatever, and you send them a message. Did you pay your auto ship? I don't see it in the back office. You need to pay it. You don't do that to that person. That's why, to be very honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I got out of MLM. And if for people who don't know, because I know, like I mentioned with this show covers anything in life as far as with life coaching. It covers people who are in network marketing. It covers people who are in affiliate marketing. It covers people who have home-based businesses. It covers people who have online businesses. It covers people who have traditional brick-and-mortar businesses. It covers people who don't have businesses. It covers every aspect of life. But today I'm talking about people who have It doesn't matter. It could be a traditional business. Let's say a person doesn't order, supplies, or it also could be a person who is on an online business. What I'm talking about is auto ships. For people who do not know what an auto ship is when you order a monthly, when you order a monthly order, and if you don't order the monthly order, what happens is that you don't get credit, number one. Your upline doesn't get paid. They get paid a commission for every time someone in their organization places an order. So basically you're affecting your senior business partner's income. That's why they're calling you. Some people do that, which I think is very rude to do. Because basically, your new business partner knows that if you help them learn the proper way. So that's what that means. But I just think, to be honest with you, I just really like I said, that's why I left MLM. What I'm doing is called affiliate marketing, where we do not have an auto ship. It's a referral marketing. What that means is that we get paid when we refer others to the program that what we're doing. So in other words, like you tell people about a movie or about a restaurant and they pay you for that. That's the kind of business that I do, because then I don't have to worry about this auto ship nonsense. Because in this way, that's one less thing I have to worry about. If people want to order gold, they order gold. They don't want to order gold, they don't have to order gold. You know, there's no requirement in that. But, it just really, really bothered me that people, right now, people are hurting. We need hope. We need people to be banding together, pulling together, and really helping each other, lift each other up. And especially in the industry of network marketing, there's going to be people out there that are going to say things about it. I love it. I really do. I love my profession. As much as I loved nursing at the time, I love this profession too. And it really just irks me when we have some people out there that are so self-centered and are so self-minded that they take from the profession. But in reality, they're the ones that are the big losers in the long run. And the ones with the hearts, like my two favorite sponsors, which are my business partners, Dr. Brian Bonner and Robin Blakely, I love them dearly, and I am so blessed to have both of them in my life. And they are my support partners, they're my accountability partners, and they're very, very good and dear friends to me. And they came into my life when I needed them the most. And I couldn't be more blessed and more honored to be working with the both of them in the projects and the businesses that I'm working with. So I just wanted to make sure, the kudos go out to them. Because I'll tell you, as the saying goes, is when one door closes, another one opens. But sometimes you're in the hallway with these two wonderful people in my life. I can see the door has opened, and the two of them are guiding me in the directions I need to go, and it's just an awesome, awesome feeling. So if you have a sponsor out there that is not doing what they should, sometimes you need to step up above that person and speak to that person's sponsor, or sometimes you have to talk to the company and tell them that you're having a problem with that sponsor. You do not have to tolerate a sponsor talking down to you or a sponsor's sponsor talking down to you. No one has a right to talk to you condescending, because remember, this is your business, okay? You are not an employee to no one in the network marketing industry. You are a business owner. You're an independent business owner. You don't have to account to anyone. You have to only account to yourself, to your own family. You don't have to account to anyone else. You know, sometimes the new people think that they have to account. No, you don't. You have to account to yourself. You have to decide what you want is your why. Why are you in the business in the first place? And what do you want to get out of it? That's really what you need to do. And you don't have to account to anyone else. But if you're having a problem with your sponsor or your sponsor's sponsor, you need to step up. You may need to go to the third level. Sometimes you have to go up the chain of command, and if worst case scenario, you need to go up to the company and explain to them your situation. They will resolve it. They will. So I hope this information has helped, you know, because I hear it all the time about sponsors being MIA, missing in action, AWOL, you know, all of a sudden they sponsor you and they're gone. You know, if that happens to you, again, go to your sponsor, or go up line, or call the company and say, hey, I had somebody sponsor me. I can't get a hold of them. They won't return my phone calls. I need to talk to somebody. Because you as a business owner in that company have a right to be trained the proper way. You do have a right. But the only way you're going to get that is if you speak up. As a business owner, you need to become independent. Again, independent business owner, you need to step up to the plate for what you want. No one's going to do it for you. You need to do it for yourself. You really do. So it's all up to you on what you want out of life. No one else is going to do it for you. No one's going to fight for you. But you got to do it all on your own. Okay? It's really important. And again, if you have a sponsor or sponsor who's interfering with your business, with your team, you need to speak up, because no one is supposed to interfere with your team. Your team is that's your income, that's your livelihood. And if it becomes to be a problem, then you need to call the company and let them know that this is an issue and that person will be spoken to. Because I had that happen in a business where my sponsor was calling my people, and I had to have a cease and desist. I sent that person an email, and that person was not allowed to speak to my people, even though he was my sponsor, and I had to do it because he was calling them up and he was harassing them. So like I said, I hope tonight has helped. If there's any questions, feel free to send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. This is Diana Karekas. Have a wonderful evening, and I will be back on Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. Don't know what the topic's going to be, but who knows? I always do it on the cuff. Anyway, have an awesome evening. Don't forget to change your clock forward. 1 hour, so do it tonight so you don't forget. Anyway, I'm happy spring is coming. So, again, have a wonderful evening. This is Diana Karekas, the Take Action Life Coach. Bye-bye for now.